That whole area was bought up by a developer.
Lucia Kowaluk, a 50-year resident of Montreal's Milton Park neighborhood, leads a group through the area known affectionately as the McGill Ghetto. But there's much more to this storied neighborhood, located east of the university and south of the mountain. It's North America's largest cooperative community.
The government of Canada bought all of these buildings for Canada Mortgage and Housing, bought them, in order to build co-ops.
Walks like this one are happening across the city and country to commemorate the life and work of Jane Jacobs, a writer and activist who challenged the way people look at urban renewal. According to organizer Jessica Gropp from the Urban Ecology Center, there are 19 Jane's Walks planned in Montreal.
She wanted people to get out in the street and discover their neighborhood and to share their vision, their knowledge, the feelings they have, the experience they have about it too.
Another longtime Milton Park resident, Terry Foxman, lives and works in a co-op. She believes that by having a mix of income levels in the downtown will make it a safer place for families.
The wonderful thing is that not only do we have beautiful housing in a great location, but we know our neighbors and there's a real community here.
And Foxman says that the cooperative movement started many years ago is the reason that Milton Park is still an affordable area.
There are something like 20 or 22 co-ops and rooming houses on a six-block area between Hutchison and Saint-Famille, between Pine and Milton. It actually ends up being about 600 units.
During the walk, Kowaluk stops for a moment to mention the important dates in the community's fight to stop large-scale development.
1968 to 1972 was the first year of struggles. 72 to 77 was a period of hiatus. 79 to 87 was the formation of the co-ops, and then we come to the present.
A group called the Anti-Gentrification Project hosted this Jane's Walk and approached Kowaluk to give the tour. Trevor is a member of this group and hopes to host more walks in the future.
Our goal is to work with students to both figure out what exactly gentrification is, because it's a complicated issue and there's a lot of different sides to figuring out what's good and what's bad about urban change.
Holly, a former McGill student, works with Trevor trying to educate citizens about gentrification, but their goal today is to have students and others learn from Milton Park's history.
The students at McGill really don't appreciate some of the great things about the McGill Ghetto, as they call it. It's like Milton Park neighborhood is what they prefer. And it was really a microcosm where we could make a big difference.
Jane Jacobs was an example to many. By putting her words into action, Jacobs stopped highway projects in New York and Toronto that could have destroyed communities. For Lucia Kowaluk, this walking tour is a way to pay homage to the late urbanist thinker and writer.
I am a great admirer of her work, and I have been for a long, long time. When I read her books, I said, yes, of course, she's absolutely right. She's absolutely right.
On the Jane's Walk in Milton Park.
And they had plans.
I'm Adam Bema in Montreal.